This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. California's version of Obamacare demands that even churches pay for insurance funding abortion. Tuesday, the executive branch of U.S. government dug its heels in to say they will not execute or carry out federal law when it comes to discrimination against churches who object to such coercion. Pro-life advocates say the HHS Office of Civil Rights used convoluted thinking to brush aside pleas to enforce the Weldon Amendment passed by Congress. After Donald Trump's meeting with pro-life advocates Tuesday, one Baptist pastor succinctly captured the mood of many there, saying that while Trump doesn't speak our lingo the way others have, the election presents binary choices. His Supreme Court nominees offered hope to others who pointed out that Trump is actually the first presidential candidate ever to explicitly point out that his court nominees would be pro-life. Hillary Clinton announced Tuesday three possible running mates, all of whom are pro-abortion. This is Life News Radio. Do you pray for an end to abortion? If there is one single characteristic to the cause for life, it is that prayer is desperately needed for all involved. Pray for mothers, for their babies, for those who work to end abortion. Pray for those who seek to heal the hurt of abortion. Pray for pastors, for preachers, and even for others who pray. Pray and work for an end to abortion. Pray for a culture of life. In other headlines, Pennsylvania's bill to ban dismemberment in abortion continues to gain momentum. A Notre Dame study is rocking the boats of those surprised that contraception could actually increase teen fertility rates. And British doctors have voted to maintain opposition to assistance in suicide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.